Good evening. My name is Lynn Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D. I live in Concord, New Hampshire. I am in opposition to the Northern Pass proposed plan to construct overhead transition towers and distribution lines through the city of Concord for the following reasons. And these reasons are part of the statutory requirement that you review and consider: aesthetics, safety, and economics. And I'll be brief on these three subjects. First, aesthetics. If this project, with its proposed overhead lines, is allowed to go forward, it will establish a visual blight on the city of Concord for the next 40 years or the foreseeable future. New Hampshire's capital city will no longer be known as the fair city it is. It'll be known as the city with the ugly 125-foot towers and multiple lines. Due to the level of the topography of the Heights area, these towers will be visible for an extended distance. Now, safety. Relocation of existing distribution towers from the center of the right-of-way to its western boundary will place private homes within the fall zone of these towers. It will place Concord citizens in direct danger should they fail due to weather conditions or other factors. For an excellent example, you have to look no further than the 1993 ice storm that raced up the New England's east coast into Canada. There is a picture taken from the May 1998 issue of the National Geographic, which I have here, and I've included it in my letter to you. You can readily see how the 4 to 6 inches of ice totally collapsed the giant steel towers. A future storm of this type could cause tower failures, resulting in death and destruction. And I'm not kidding, because we have a lot of homes that are very close to the right-of-way line now that these things are going to be relocated to the western edge. This is a health and safety issue that must be addressed. And certainly, you're here to hear this, and hopefully you'll take in consideration. Economics. Construction of the proposed towers and lines will diminish not only property values of adjacent property owners, but also the 22% of property owners who will be within the direct view of these towers. It will further inhibit residential development and recruitment of business and industry to this area of the city. No one wants to pay good money to view massive towers and electric lines. For example, I refer you to the February 22, 2016 issue of the Concord Monitor, where the Concord City Manager was speaking concerning the redevelopment of downtown Main Street, and basically said the short distribution towers on South Main Street should be buried. These short distribution lines, these are only 20 to 30 feet high, okay? And it would have greater potential for development if the city would take these wires underground. Now, keep in mind, the distribution poles on South Main Street, like I said, are only 20 to 30 feet tall. The proposed Northern Power towers will be 5 to 6 times this height at about 125 feet or higher and have multiple transmission and distribution lines.
Mr. Woodard, how much more do you have?
I'm concluding right now, thank you. I would like to conclude by saying the proposed overhead towers and wires will create aesthetic, safety, and economic problems for the city of Concord if allowed to be constructed. It is therefore recommended, if this project is to go forward, these lines must be buried through the entire 8 miles of the city of Concord. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.